Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning program, Let's Talk America. And of course, here we highlight the topics and people you want to know more about. Hey, how can family health history conversations and chats help drive awareness and diagnosis of inherited conditions? That's a great question. We're genealogist and health educator Bernice Bennett, host of an island's health history road trip program, travel and visit families affected by an inherited condition that we're going to discuss more about. And it's called, and I hope I get this one right, it's hereditary ATTR amyloidosis. Hope I got that right. I'm sure I will be corrected on that. But such a great health topic to talk about. We're going to talk also to Giselle, whose father's diagnosis solved her own health puzzle. What a great conversation tonight to have. Bernice and Giselle, welcome to our program.
Thank you. Good morning.
So excited to have you ladies on to discuss this very, very important topic, because it may be questions or other similar conditions that people have out there. First, I want to turn my sights to you, Bernice. What is the Family Health History Road Trip Program, and why was it so important for you to participate?
Shaina, thank you so much for inviting us to talk to you today. We are here, Giselle and I, in partnership with Alnylam Pharmaceuticals to raise awareness of hereditary ATTR amyloidosis, also known as hATTR amyloidosis, as part of the Family Health History Road Trip Program. So why am I a part of this program? Well, when we speak of family history, you know, we often focus on the family tree and telling stories about our families, where they came from. But one of the things that we don't focus on is the health history of those that walk before us. And so this is the reason that I'm a part of this program, because our goal here is to drive family health history conversations so that current and future generations are well-informed and they can discuss with their doctors to have a better understanding of the risk for developing an inherited disease like hATTR amyloidosis.
Wow, such a great conversation, and thank you for sharing. You know, if it comes to that condition or others, the diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, in your personal opinion, why is it so impactful for individuals to know their family health history?
Well, when we think about family health history, we want to look at the opportunities that people have to share. You know, when you know your family health history, you are now in a position to share with your physician, to share with family members information that could help you get an early diagnosis rather than a delayed diagnosis. So it's crucial to know that family history.
It is, Bernice, and we've learned from even cancers or other conditions, the earlier you can do with intervention, likely the better you are with fighting any of these conditions or diseases or states. What advice, Bernice, would you give those who want to jumpstart a family health history conversation? Because I don't need to tell you, regardless of what family unit you're in, it may not always be easy because you may have the interest and the eagerness, but that doesn't necessarily mean that mom, dad, aunt, or grandpa are always willing to share.
Well, Shannon, you are so right. And so one of the things, and it's not going to be one, but it's going to be several things. But one of the things I want to recommend, plan ahead. You know, get all the information that you, as the person that's going to have this conversation, lay it out so that when you're ready to have this conversation, you have outlined what you want to say. Now, you want to create a welcoming environment. Just as you just said, some people don't want to talk about health problems. But when you put together this welcoming environment, and it may be that you're going to host a dinner and bring the family together. And yes, you will talk about family history, but there's going to be a part where you start saying, well, let's talk about health and get those family members, you know, they get them to the point where they know you're going to bring it up. Now, one thing to understand, you know, you have to be patient because all family members may not be quite ready to talk about it. So they may react different. but you may find it helpful to just revisit the conversation, you know, at various times so that they may have time to process the information that you're going to share with them.
That's so, so important, and thank you for sharing different angles to come at, and hopefully those family members will come around. If not, perhaps maybe it's a good idea to ask other family members that may know, or just mention to your doctor ways to find out more about the condition. I love it. Giselle, I want to set my sights on you now. Tell us what symptoms that you did experience with the condition.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on the show. My dad is the reason why I found out I did have hATTR amyloidosis. So I went to his home one day, and he let me know that his feet were swollen. And I looked down, and his feet were so swollen, it looked like he was standing on tree trunks. So that was a clear indicator that there was a problem with his heart once I took him to the doctor. And with that being said, edema is something we both shared as one of the symptoms of this condition, along with I have frequent urination, I have constipation. My dad had diarrhea. Bilateral carpal tunnel, we both shared with that. That's one of the key indicators of the condition is the bilateral carpal tunnel. And I have torn both of my bicep tendons, and I get these bruises that pop up on my thighs and shortness of breath and so forth. So there's a laundry list of symptoms that goes along with this disease. And some are connected to everyone, and then there are different ones that individuals may have. So putting that puzzle together becomes difficult because everyone's symptoms look different.
Yeah, such a great, great point. And something I want to certainly point out, I think, a lot of times as females are out there, we are so interested in talking to our moms or our aunts or our grandmothers, but you make such a valid point when you were describing what happened to you. Our fathers and our brothers and our male cousins, they're also related to us. So it's even more of a reason to be added to know both sides of the family and not just mom when we think of female conditions such as breast cancer, ovarian conditions, or uterine health, but also knowing what's going on with our dads as well. I've got to ask you this, you're so well informed. How critical was your medical team?
It was urgent because hATTR amyloidosis is a rapidly progressive disease, and it's caused by an inherited variant or change in that TTR gene. So the inherited variant causes that TTR protein to take on and misfold, and it builds the amyloidosis deposits throughout the body. And it actually affects the nerves, the heart, and the digestive system. So that is what is causing all of these symptoms that come along with the disease. So the providers who are passionate about this are passionate and want us to be move forward with treatment and further testing and all of that immediately.
I love that. That is so, so key. And I'm sure you would echo as well, Giselle, for us to just anyone out there, regardless of what family they come from, what culture, to be adamant about their health and also listen to their bodies, right? Listen to family members about hereditary conditions, but also be aware of what's going on with us, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If it wasn't for my dad, I don't think I'd be here. You know, he's saving my life even in his demise. Because sharing that information with me, as well as me sharing it with all my family members on his side of the family. I've sent out information via text, email, as well as snail mail. So I want everyone to be informed so they can make educated decisions on their health.
I love it. Thank you. I appreciate you and Bernice joining us tonight. Bernice, where can our national and international listeners go for more information about, of course, the Family Health History Road Trip and more?
Individuals can go to our website, hattrbridge.com/roadtrip.
Awesome. I love it. Ladies, thank you so much for keeping us informed. Okay. Thank you and have a great 2024.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.